Okay.
Stick that right back there. Now, what about the thing that goes under the saddle that you put on the horse first?
Saddle pad.
Saddle pad. Okay.
And blanket.
And blanket. Now I just have one more picture for you. What would you call these parts?
That's a halter.
Halter. Okay. Do you know what the different, like the part that goes in his mouth, right?
That's the bit.
Okay. What about these that go, those are the things that go
the
back.
Rings.
The rings, yeah. What about this piece up here?
Well, that'd be the head gear, the head stall.
Okay. What about all these? I don't have any idea what anything is on it.
going about the same thing, but they're just little different parts of it. But there's two. This goes over here, the forehead, go around the forehead, the top one there, and then the other one would be down over the nose band.
I see. Okay.
A lot of buckles. Yeah. And then there'd be the reins and the bit, and then they'd chin strap. This here thing is a little steel one here that goes back into the chin, and that when you pull on the reins, that in the bit here, while that tightens up on the horse.
I see. It helps you control him.
It's controlling him. This goes here, this one goes over his nose, down over his nose, and this goes up over his forehead, and this goes up over his ears, back of his ears. This is the throat latch. Comes down around here.
Okay. Did you ride horses a lot?
Yes, we always had horses.
Okay. What about, let's see. Oh, what did you call the thing that you'd use to catch the cattle in old Western movies? They always show them.
The lariat.
The lariat. I'd never heard of that.
Hadn't you?
Before. I just always called it a cow rope.
That's a lariat.
Lariat. Okay. What about, what kind of sacks were there that you put the... that you put seed or grain in?
I call them gunny sacks.
Gunny sacks. Okay.
They have gunny sacks, and they also had the seamless sacks. Seamless sack was a little finer wolf.
Oh.
Gunny sacks were, we still use gunny sacks. Gunny sacks are so that the air can circulate through them. The seamless sacks was what you had if you wanted to get something was finer, like flour and stuff like that. You could put it in, you could hold it.
Okay. What about, did you ever go in boats anywhere out in the lake or the river?
Not too much. We used to, didn't go on the boats. We didn't have any reservoirs around to speak of. And around here, a lot of places I guess they did, but we didn't rest around here. But we used to, didn't go down the boats, maybe in the river, but you'd go down the boats. Little boat, we didn't have boats much most of the time. It's just you wanted to go down and just make a kind of a get a 2-3 logs and put them together and go down on the, we call them a barges or a, that's the way they used to go down.
And they stayed together pretty good, huh?
And if you go up in the mountains where there were some lakes, why that's what they do. But they hardly ever knew when a boat that's already had any boats. I guess they had them, but we never had too many around here.
Yeah. Okay. What did you use the thing when you were riding? What did you use when you were riding the horse to hit the horse with to make him
quirt.
Do a what?
Quirt.
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 Quirt. Quirt. It's a kind of a made out of leather. It's about 4 feet long. If you wanted the horse to hit the horse to make him go faster or something, you wanted to hit him with it.
Oh.
You'd always...
I see.
That's what we called them, a quirt. I don't know whether what they call them now, but that's what they used to call them.
I don't either. That sounds great to me. I'm not too familiar with the language. I wish I was.